Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday morning, January the 29th, 2026. 17 and a half minutes past the hour, last Thursday in the month of January. Can you imagine that? Cold this morning. I don't have the exact temperature, but it certainly is below 10 degrees. But we will get through it here this morning on WGH Talk. Now, I've got two stories to open up the morning with here. One's a good story, one's a bad story. But I think we can learn from both. Now, the good story is, I mentioned this yesterday, but let me kind of take you back through this. Do you remember the day we had the very high heat here in the studio? It was close to 90 degrees in the studio. I think this was right after the first of the year, or late in December last year. Well, in the studio, we have always had two computers. We have one computer that kind of controls everything that you're listening to. The interviews, the microphones, all that sort of thing, records everything. And then we have one computer that's in the studio that is for internet use, checking facts, if we want to play some kind of a spot or a promo or something like that, that's in the studio as well. Now, the day that the studio was 90 degrees, I came in and I could hear the fan running very loudly on the computer that we used to get on the internet. And I tried to get on it, and I was able to get on it, but I couldn't leave it on because the fan was running so loud. You would have heard it in the microphones, and it was right under the desk, so you would have heard it over the microphones. It would have sounded like I was in a wind tunnel. So I shut it off, and then when I tried to turn it back on after that day when it was 90 degrees in the studio, it would not turn on. You would hit the button, it would beep three times, and the fan would kick in again. So essentially, we have not had an internet computer, email computer in the studio since that date. And we were trying to work on the computer and figure out what was going on with it, and we took it to some people, and nobody really knew what was going on with it. Well, as of yesterday, we took it to somebody who knew what they were doing. They repaired it, and actually they gave us a smaller case, so now we have one of the miniature computers in the studio, which is always good because it takes up less space in the studio. And now I can now look at the screen again and see what's going on. So it's great to have that back after 3 or 4 weeks without it. So very, very happy about that. And I was even talking yesterday. I've been working off a cell phone here in the studio, trying to return messages and look things up and check emails and so on and so forth. That is not very advantageous for this job. So I'm glad I'm not working off the cell phone. This morning, I'm working off the main computer again, and I thank Sean Kraft and all the work he put into getting the new computer into the studio, which we have as of this morning. Now, I have mispronounced some words over the past few weeks. I even did it yesterday, and I'm not saying I won't mispronounce some words again. The eyes aren't as good as they used to be, and heaven knows I screw things up. I tell you all the time I'm not perfect, but there'll be less chance of that happening now that I can see the big computer screen over to my side. So that's number one. Now, number two, I always talk about being careful in the weather. Now, normally, I always talk about driving. Normally talk about driving and being safe when you're out driving. But shoveling is a big, big issue. And I just want to tell you a true story, and maybe you know this person, maybe you don't. I'm not going to use any names. To be honest with you, I don't know the person's last name. I just know their first name, so I can't even go beyond that. But there is a regular customer at Kroger here in town, came in almost every day. If he wasn't in the store, you thought something odd was going on. Sometimes he'd come in two times a day. Well, and this gentleman, probably late 50s, mid 50s, early 60s, somewhere in that area. In any event, he did not come in Sunday, which that's expectable because that was the day of the big snowstorm. Monday morning, he called the store. I mean, that's how friendly he was with people. He called the store and he talked with one of our office people. And he said, "Are you guys open today?" And because everybody recognized his voice, this person recognized his voice and said, "Yes, we're open today." Okay. Well, that was Monday, and apparently he never came in on Monday, even though he had asked if we were open. Tuesday morning, we learned that on Monday, somebody, well, it was his son, I believe, went over to his house and found him in the driveway. And he had passed away. Now, you never really know what happened, but he had called the store that morning, and the fact that he died out in his driveway right after the snowstorm, chances are he was probably out trying to shovel himself out or out in the elements. I'm guessing it did have something to do with the snow. So again, be very, very careful and very, very cautious when you're out shoveling or doing things in the snow, because it can result in death. This is not something we just say to talk in circles, and it's very unfortunate that that happened to this man, but it is a true story, so that's the way it goes. So here we go on down the road. So that's my cautionary tale. Phil is out there this morning, going to cut me some slack. I can actually read it now, Phil, because it's up on the main computer. He was giving me some grief yesterday. I was trying to tell him it's hard to read off a cell phone these messages people send. But that's the way that goes. So I'm sorry to hear that this gentleman who was a regular passed away on Monday, and that his son found him in the driveway. But you got to be careful in this weather. You got to be careful. The temperatures are low. The snow is getting heavier because it's crusted over, and you should not be out there shoveling. Pay the $20 or $30 or whatever it is, or just wait if you're retired before you leave the house. So there you go. Those are my two stories for this morning. Now, we're going to open up the phone lines here in a second. But let's see here. Well, before we get to one other thing I want to talk about here, you know, there are a lot of things going on in the community. We talk about things going on in the city. Well, let's go to the phone lines here. Apparently, we're not going to wait for phone calls this morning. We're just going to go to them. Go ahead, caller.
Love your winter.
There you go. Well, this guy's not, unfortunately.
Well, you know, it's not that the weather did him in. He kind of did himself in. People, you need to take care of yourself. Work in some exercise. Take the snow, if you're shoveling it, do a little bit at a time. It's like eating an elephant. You don't gulp it down in one bite. So take it easy. And join the YMCA or someplace to get a little bit of exercise so that you don't end up doing something and you end up killing yourself.
Well, I don't know what this man's medical condition was. He certainly liked to get out. He certainly liked to get around. He was not overweight. I'm guessing there was probably some kind of heart condition there. And some, maybe it was underlying, maybe it wasn't.
Lots of people there. They're skinny people who have strokes and heart attacks.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's diet, exercise, people. Take care of yourself. It's like Jack LaLanne said one time, the only person that can take care of you is you.
You know, I interviewed Jack LaLanne.
Ah.
Yeah, that's how far I go back. But
hey, here's a big pat on the back.
Hold on. Wait, let me finish this up before we go, because I know where you're going with this. But I do want to say, this man who died, here's the thing about shoveling. Shoveling in Ohio is just not something we do a whole lot. And there are people very young, we just had the young gentleman who died at the basketball game cheering on his kids. Now, was that a health concern? I don't know. Was that an age concern? I don't know. I'm just saying, when it's cold, when it's below 5 degrees and the snow is heavy and you are not used to doing that type of work, you can cause yourself a lot of damage and be in perfect health. So just think about it. Think about how badly you need to go out. I know some people get stir crazy and they have to get out of the house, but get a ride. Pay the money to get your yard. If it's just a few inches, it's okay. But when it's what we got and people can't get out of the driveway, pay the money if you can, or it's not worth your life, is the point. But now go ahead.
Well, there's hypothermia, too, which a lot of people, you know, your body temperature gets to 95, if I recall, that's the beginning of hypothermia.
So. Yeah, they're just, and again, nobody will really know if he was out shoveling or if something happened when he was getting in his car. It could have been the weather in general, but the consensus seemed to be that he had called in that morning, asked if we were opened, and then they found him in the driveway that afternoon. So that's what people think happened. His son thinks happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, so you know where I'm going?
Well, you started to talk about yesterday, so I'm guessing you're going to talk about the guest.
Yes.
See, I am psychic.
Kudos for Joe Brown. I think he added a good perspective and a legal foundation on all the chaos and mayhem that's going on.
Well, here's why Joe Brown was on yesterday. Well, Joe Brown's been on before. He's a friend. I like him. And this, to me, is very emblematic of what this station does that nobody else does. And I think that's why we're journalism and nobody else is find any station on God's green earth that can have Sam Donaldson and Barney Frank on one day and Joe Brown on the next day. They have completely different opinions on what's going on, and yet the interview is essentially, well, it is fair. I don't think any of them would say they got an unfair interview. And that's what journalism is, and you're supposed to present both sides, and you're supposed to be, as an interviewer, as fair as you can be, while pointing out inaccuracies in what they might be saying. So to me, that's basically what was going on yesterday.
Well, you're lucky, because you don't have big dollar sponsors that demand things, otherwise they're going to cut off the money flow.
Well, that's true, but you know, some people just do it for the money. Some people would not have the opposing side on because they themselves are indoctrinated into a certain philosophy. And that's why I always say, you can call me a Democrat, you can call me a Republican, you can call me liberal, whatever. The truth is, if I truly had an agenda here every morning, Joe Brown would not have been on yesterday. If I truly had an agenda the other way, Sam Donaldson and Barney Frank certainly wouldn't have been on this week. So again, and you even have to look at the governors I have on. Yes, I have Strickland and Celeste, but I also have Bob Taft and Mike DeWine. So you have to understand what you're saying when you're calling somebody a name. If the goods aren't there, the goods aren't there.
Well, you have to have facts to base what you're saying. You have to back it up with facts, and a whole hell of a lot of people, when they try to have an argument, and an argument in the sense that it's an argument, pro versus con, not fussing and fighting, etc. But if you don't have the facts to back up your argument, and all you have is emotion, and that's what a lot of stuff is going on. There's no factual stuff. And I think that Joe Brown brought the facts to the forefront and gave food for thought, you know?
Well, here's the interesting thing, and this is always the problem, okay? Now, let's see, I'm trying to remember who it was. I think it was one of our listeners out there, Linda. When Sam Donaldson was on Tuesday, I guess that was, said, "I'm so glad you had Sam on. I've been waiting to hear from him for a long time." So she liked hearing what Sam had to say and always enjoys hearing him on. When Joe Brown was on yesterday, you liked hearing Joe Brown. I think what essentially happens in a situation like the Preddy situation, which is mostly what we were talking about with all the guests, is if you like what Sam is saying, if you like what Barney Frank is saying, you tend to like those guests. If you like what Joe Brown was saying, you tend to like him. Now, my goal is, by presenting fair interviews with all of them and not yelling or calling them names or telling them they're wrong, is that hopefully somebody who might have the opposing viewpoint going into it might hear something and say, "Oh, you know, that's not exactly how I saw this going in, but I understand that." And that's why you present both sides.
Well, it's like Franklin Peragno, the comparative studies professor that was out at OSUM. You have to squeeze your brains. But the fact of the matter is, in a lot of the things that's going on in Minneapolis, in the whole state of Minnesota, this mass hysteria there, those people, if it's very simple. You do what the federal agents tell you to do. You don't argue constitutional law with any law enforcement people. That's why attorneys exist. If you feel you've been wronged by any law enforcement person, you get an attorney. You record everything and you get an attorney and see what's what.
Well, and I think
Have you ever seen Bonfire of the Vanities?
Long time ago.
The thing that stands out is, I believe, Morgan Freeman was the judge. And he said, "Act the way your grandmother taught you to act."
Well,
be
here's...
civil. And civility has gone out the window in this. It's gotten out of hand.
Well, here, and one of our listeners out there this morning, Phil, is saying, you offer a buffet of food for thought. So I appreciate that, Phil. Thank you. But here's the thing. What is interesting to me, now, again, they all had different takes on the Preddy situation, Joe Brown, Barney Frank, and Sam Donaldson. But if you listen to all the interviews, one thing they did all agree on was... And Joe Brown just referred to it in a different way. He called it collateral damage, was that this should not have happened. Now, the way they explain, I mean, Barney Frank, I think, called it murder. Sam Donaldson said there was no reason or logic for it. Joe Brown said sometimes you get people who are overzealous and it's collateral damage, and where do we go from here?
Well, he characterized it as justifiable homicide.
Well, but I think he did say, I don't, because when I said, if this came to your court, would you call this murder? And he talked about two instances in which things like that had happened. But regardless, here's the problem that I think has, even more than the good situation, why this Preddy thing is much more disturbing to people. Is Preddy had a phone in his hand. So what provoked the officer? What was provoking that officer to shoot him and kill him?
Well, you have to say that they all panicked when they heard gun. But the big question is, Why on earth? I'm a concealed carry permit person.
Did somebody say gun? I didn't hear that.
Yeah, they said gun. And for some reason, and I can't believe, this blows my mind, why anybody would stick a gun in the small of their back. And that is apparently where it was when they had him bent down and his jacket came up. They saw it. For the life of me, these people who watch television and they put guns in the small of their back and then they shoot their gun sideways. Well, anyway, should not have been and inserted himself in that situation. You know, this whole thing with Minneapolis is a somewhat of an analogy. If you believe that the Ukraine is righteous against Russia, are you going to go over there and put yourself between the Ukraine and the Russia? I guarantee you, you're not going to come out without bullet holes in you or pieces of you blown off. What? You have to sit back and not add to the chaos and confusion.
Well, and I think the difference here is, in the United States of America, as long as you are not attacking anybody or harming anybody, you should be allowed to protest peaceably.
And you should be, but you know what's going on? These people are obstructing. They are enforcing the law. And this is the only location throughout the United States that has been fueled by these people. All the other places where ICE activity is taking place, they're not getting the resistance. They're not getting a governor and a mayor telling their citizens, don't do what they're saying to do. Resist them.
Well, I think the problem is they seem to be stomping on the Bill of Rights. Because you are supposed to have freedom of speech.
Hold it right there.
Well, yeah, you are.
The Bill of Rights.
I got a few to go down here.
The Bill of Rights, democracy, all of that. Now, didn't we democratically hire or vote for a president? And the president ran on the platform of getting illegal aliens out, those which everybody is saying that Joe Biden's administration let in, they're getting them out.
Yeah, but I don't think that's what was going on when Preddy was killed or Good was killed or the senior citizen was drug out of his house in his underwear in the cold weather. I don't think people voted for that.
Was it an illegal alien that was drug out in his underwear?
No, it was not.
Where was that?
That was in Minnesota.
What? No. What news agency? I want to see it. It's got to be.
Well, I can pull it up during the break.
Please email it.
I will do it. But what I'm saying, but I don't think people. Again, it's illegal immigrants is what people signed up for, and that
illegal
doesn't.
Aliens.
Right, but that's not what's going on here. Now,
well, that's what we've been led to believe,
but where's those numbers?
I can't believe that they would be so zealous as to going into these schools. You know, the sad thing is, when they stormed that church, that was just outrageous. See, that's part of the mass hysteria.
Well, that's not peaceable, I don't think. But again,
well,
what
it goes to mass hysteria.
Yeah, but what was Preddy doing that was causing mass hysteria?
He was participating, and he had a gun stuck in the small of his back. Why?
But we love guns in this country. Don't you know how many cases we've been up and down the aisle in which somebody has shot somebody and we say, well, that's our Second Amendment, right? That's what's so bizarre about this is the Second... Wait a second, but hold on. The Second Amendment people...
The people protesting are the same ones that want to outlaw guns. They're the same people.
Right, but you know who is...
Oh, it's okay.
But you know who's joined them now? the Second Amendment people. The NRA has joined them.
The civil liberties people
have joined them.
But you know, the fact is, we need to see what actually was going on. When I saw all of those cops on top of that guy, I thought, you know, that's looked like a bit of excessive force to me. So, you know, there's, hey, let's have a hearing. Let's get all of those who were involved, all of those who are witnesses, and sort it all out in a court of law. From just what we see from this cell phone, that cell phone, etc., we weren't actually there. We can only see what was recorded. We didn't hear everything, and we didn't know what all led up to that. The stories I've heard, that guy had been had a confrontation with ICE sometime earlier. So
I don't know. And here's the problem. People going to news agencies that are not true. And I don't know how we fix that. I think we're
ABC,
getting...
I look at whoever's on YouTube, CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC, what is it, the MS Now? Is that what it is?
With, yeah.
Whatever it is with NBC News or whatever. And look at all of those, and then I try to look at a few independent ones and that. But the fact of the matter is, this cannot be settled in the streets. You've got to take it into a court of law and get things sorted out.
Well, the story about
that's why we have laws.
The story about the elderly citizen taken into the streets in shorts and Crocs, that was reported by Fox 19 Minneapolis St. Paul. It's on AI. It's reported by Bring Me the News, CBS Minnesota, WCCO, January 18th.
Okay, so 11 days ago.
So
I'll have to take a look on YouTube.
Yeah. So this is a problem.
Well, you know, this is what happens when you have a lot of resistance too. If these people were not resisting, and they let these people enforce the law, one, we wouldn't have two dead people.
But you're not allowed to go into somebody's home and drag them out if they're an American citizen.
Absolutely, you're not, unless you have a warrant.
Which they did not.
They mistakenly. So why were they going to that house?
That's a good question.
I mean, they
and
just
by the way,
don't,
did you see
they
the
just don't go eeny, meeny, miny, mo?
Well, did you
go here?
I mean, why do you think Bovino has been taken out of power in Minnesota the day after the 2 days after the Preddy thing? Why do you think Holman's being brought in? Why do you think everybody now in the administration is blaming everybody else? The reports are coming in that nobody seemed to know what they were doing.
It may have appeared that way. But the fact of the matter, why is so-and-so gone and this and gone? Who knows? We will never probably know. And when we are told by, quote, the authorities, there'll probably be doubt and speculation continuing on.
Well,
one of the problems we have with too many people, too many news agencies, being like the little boy who cried wolf.
Well,
there has to be accountability and credibility in all of this stuff.
But people,
if there are too many people that are out there to get ratings, which generates revenue, etc.
Right.
And are a little, you know, they really blur the line between.
We'll see what other people have to say. But yeah, we'll continue. Thank you.
To a better tomorrow, a warmer tomorrow.
All right. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 46 minutes past the hour. You know, people like to blur the news. I don't know why. It's a big problem we have in this country. But the bottom line becomes, What do you believe you see with your own eyes? And what is so strange to me in situations like this is people look, okay, do I believe what the mission is, or do I believe what the political party, or who the political party who is putting together this mission is doing? If I believe what they're doing is right, then they're right in all cases. You know, I just wish we had more people who said, you know what, I believe what they're doing as far as illegal immigration goes, but this sort of thing should not have happened. And you don't hear that. You hear immediately people leaping to defense, which I'm not sure. But I do appreciate all the guests who were on in the last couple days, Sam Donaldson, Barney Frank, and Joe Brown. I think we got a nice diversity of opinions. Okay, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay, so as I was saying, there is a lot of news going on in Marion. Now, one thing I thought to myself yesterday, and this was actually pointed out to me by somebody, Monday night, City Council voted to bring somebody in to help fix payroll. Okay. Now, my question still is, how much is this going to cost? And why didn't they do this when the payroll issues started? Why did they wait for the auditor to resign to do this? So that's number one. But number two, wasn't there an offer made? Weren't we told there was an offer made that Marion Tech was going to come in for free and help them straighten out this payroll issue, ADP issue? I thought that was made very clear at one point. So why not use them? I thought they were on the same system as the city is, but maybe not. I don't know. So there's just another little bit of food for thought here this morning. And the other thing I wanted to talk about, the Ratliff trial continues here in Marion, and people are interested in that for sure. And I look at the social media, what do you call it, news feed at night. And I'll tell you, the things I'm starting to see pop up there are very, very interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, why don't you call Ryan McCall and have him on your show?
Well, do you think he'll say anything? Here's the problem. You got to hear this from the people who made the statement, and that was the administration. And are they going to say anything? Probably not.
Oh, you never know till you ask, you know. You'll never be told to go to hell until you ask somebody.
Well, I guess,
you know.
Well, I guess the point is, we were told that they would do this for free. So why all of a sudden, now that the auditor's gone, do we need to pay somebody to come in to do it? I think that becomes the question.
Well, you know, I think Ryan McCall would come on and talk about all of the good things that Marion Tech is offering, and that should be something to address to see what's going on. I mean, let's face it, the mayor isn't going to come on and talk about it. Do you think Twyla Lang would?
I don't know. I don't know. I think Twyla, much like the mayor, speaks to organizations that she believes are friendly to her. And I think that's, won't ask a hard question. Let's put it that way.
Mm. Well, it's a shame. It's a shame.
But if she wants to come on.
And I see the AP's story about dragging this guy out of the house and stuff. So,
well, there you go.
I'm going to look at all of these and see what's what. See if I can make heads or tails out of it.
All right, thank you.
Do better tomorrow.
All right, I've got some kind of frog in my throat this morning. I don't know what that's all about, but hopefully that passes. But again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, 51 and a half minutes past the hour here. Feel free to give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. So the Ratliff trial continues on. Don't know where that's all going to end up. But as I look at the social media news feed, I'm seeing some very, what would you say, interesting comments that people are making about what is going on in that courtroom. And a lot of it, I'm not even sure, has to do with the trial itself. I mean, I'm hearing or seeing, reading comments about what people have done in the past, relationship-wise in their life. I'm reading about what people are doing in the courtroom. You know, I don't know. I don't know. It's maybe this is the world we live in. The meaner, I don't even know. You know what? I'm not there, so I don't know if it's true or not. But I guess I don't know. Some people aren't even writing the stuff. You just go down and look in the comment section, and you learn about people's private lives, and you're never really sure if it's true or not, so you don't report it as news. But who knows? I don't know. Any information on the Aqua Rate meeting last night? You know, I was not there. I was here last night doing a taping. I'm not sure if anybody went to that last night or not. My understanding was basically people would go on the record, and they would say if they were displeased or pleased. Does anybody know anything about that? Did anybody go to the meeting last night at City Hall? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I guess my point is here this morning, after reading all these posts and talking about the situation at City Hall, I mean, I just think if people told the truth, we would not get in to all of this mishigas that we seem to get into from time to time. I don't know why we get off into the weeds so often, but we certainly do. And again, the phone lines are open here this morning. 740-383-9944. So those are my big stories of the morning. The new computer in the studio, the shoveling incident where the gentleman died here in town, the stories we're starting to hear out of the courtroom with the Ratliff trial, and the guest we've had on in the last couple days, which were Judge Joe Brown, Barney Frank, and Sam Donaldson. And if you'd like to weigh in on it, feel free to give me a buzz, because we always enjoy hearing from the listening audience. 740-383-9944. Now, I am curious, with the new computer in the studio, because sometimes we do play things off of this computer, I wonder what the sound is like coming off of this computer now. Because you don't really know until you actually try and you fix the sound. And we got this computer late in the evening last night, so nobody really had a chance to go through it and see how things were going to sound. So let's see here if I can find something maybe here to play this morning. What can you find? 740-383-9944. Again, feel free to weigh in at any point. What's a popular old song that people like? Let's see. Well, I think I found one here. We'll see if this works. Oh, wait. Well, we hear something there. You know, it seems to be bleeding for some reason. Well, that's usually, we didn't have that before. I'm not sure why it's bleeding over into the to the other line here, but I guess that's the way it goes sometimes. Okay, let's see what we got going on here. Maybe if I mute that would help the situation. Okay, Okay, let's see how this sounds here this morning. Let's unmute this and see where we are on sound here this morning. Here we go.
I couldn't sleep at all last night. Get on the floor, turn my pillow upside down. I'll never be before, because I was tossing and turning, turning and tossing, tossing and turning all night. Jumped out of bed, turned on the light. I pulled down the shade, went to the kitchen for a bite. Rolled up the shade, turned off the light. I jumped back into bed, it was the middle of the night. The clock downstairs was striking four. Couldn't get you off my mind. I heard the milkman at the door. Cause I was tossing and turning, turning and tossing, tossing and turning.
Well, there we go. Now, see, I can still hear that in my headset, and I'm not sure why. Now, can you hear it still playing right now? I don't know, a little tossing and turning, Bobby Lewis. There was somebody else who was on this program at one point. 740-383-9944. Well, did that sound okay with the new computer? Because that's what we're striving for here today. We want everything to work properly, and we've got the new computer here, and hopefully it is. 740-383-9944. 58 minutes past the hour, coming up on the top of the hour. We've got a whole nother hour to go this morning. We can talk about anything you like. We can talk about Joe Brown on yesterday. We can talk about Barney Frank or Sam Donaldson, who were on Tuesday. We can talk about the dangers of being out in the elements, cold weather right now. We can talk about all the rumors that are going on in regard to the Ratliff case and what's going on there. We can talk about anything you like. That's why I'm here, to hear your opinion, the soapbox of the air, as they say, because we are here to hear your opinions. And we're going to go to break here in about 30 seconds, but we're going to come back. We've got a whole nother hour to go, so I hope you are in a chatty mood, because I would love to hear what is on your mind, as well as what we're presenting here on the program. Stay tuned to WGH Talk Radio. We're here every morning, 8 to 10 a.m., and on Friday morning, 8 a.m. till 1 in the afternoon. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Listening to The Talking Place from Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity if we have problems with our...